Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now. And coming up, Southern Nevada's former water czar is sharing lessons that she learned managing the water in one of the driest parts of the country. We'll speak with her.
But first, today, House Speaker John Boehner weighed in on the calls for Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign, pretty much saying he shouldn't.
Is him resigning going to get us to the bottom of the problem? Is it going to help us find out what's really going on? And the answer I keep getting is no.
Boehner says the real problem with the scandal in the VA of vets waiting months for care and secret waiting lists is with the White House. But his comments come after yesterday's report from the department's inspector general, which outlined the difficulties vets are having scheduling appointments, long wait times throughout the VA healthcare system. And they come after a furious hearing last night in which lawmakers excoriated lower VA officials. ABC News political director Rick Klein has been following this story in Washington. And Rick, you tell us you're feeling a sense of big shoes about to fall. What do you mean?
88 members of Congress and counting have now called for General Shinseki's resignation, even though Speaker Boehner is not one of them, as you point out. It is almost unprecedented to see this march in one direction, calls for General Shinseki to go. President Obama has set a deadline of the end of the week for General Shinseki's internal report, and that might be the time where General Shinseki's tenure comes to an end. He has been defiant. He has said he's not resigning. President Obama, though, has called for accountability. So the increasing sense in Washington is that his days are numbered.
Well, we'll hear from what some of his supporters say, but Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado was one of those last night at that heated hearing who said Shinseki must go.
Here we have a concrete example of the failure of bureaucracy and a failure of leadership. Funding has not been the issue. A supportive nation has not been the issue. The issue is hands-off leadership.
Well, but Rick, we know the finger-pointing here. The Republican from North Carolina, Richard Burr, wrote to veterans organizations in a letter, that letter that we spoke of earlier this week, saying that they should be calling for Shinseki to step down. But some of those groups, like the Paralyzed Vets of America, accused him of politicizing this. They say Congress is part of the scandal. They haven't funded the VA. Some of Shinseki's backers say he's being targeted because a while back he spoke out against the number of troops needed by the Bush administration in the Iraq war. They say he's being targeted for that. So your sense, there had been support for Shinseki. Is that waning?
It is waning. I think it's fair to say that the dams were opened by the interim report that was released yesterday that showed just how widespread this issue is, worse than anyone imagined that it was. And the idea that there were systemic problems with secret wait lists, not just in Phoenix, but at other facilities. Keep in mind, General Shinseki's been on this job for more than 5 years. So it's not like he can say, I inherited problems and I had no idea what was going on. It does become a management issue. And I think the signals from the White House, the signals from inside the administration about how frustrated they are by the extent of this scandal. And make no mistake, it's a big scandal. It's not a kind of phony Washington scandal. This is real people who are impacted and potentially dying while waiting for services.
Well, the inspector general said it's also reviewing allegations of sexual harassment and bullying, at least at the Phoenix VA facility. They say they've also identified potential criminal and civil violations.
That's right. The indication that the Justice Department is already on the case, and maybe the fraud as an issue here, bilking taxpayers, maybe worse than that. If lives were indeed lost while people waited for services, it's bad. And I think General Shinseki's at the middle of it. I think the question that the White House is wrestling with is, what do you do after General Shinseki? You sort of need to have someone in place right away to take care of this. You can't have a leaderless agency at this perilous time. President Obama's style has been, if you're there when a mess was created, you should be there to fix it up. We saw that with the Department of Health and Human Services after the flawed rollout of the Obamacare website. I think that's been his indication here. He doesn't like to cave to public media pressure or congressional pressure, but this is getting pretty big pretty fast.
Well, meanwhile, the group Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is meeting with Shinseki and other VA officials today. That group has not asked him to step down. Do you see any significance in the fact that they're meeting with him today?
he's trying to rally support where he has it. He's been talking to Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Nancy Pelosi among them, trying to make the case for why he needs to be there. But you can see the palpable frustration, and it's particularly coming from Democrats who are up for election this year. That's not a mistake. Obviously, it's becoming a larger political issue as this becomes a question of Democrats and effective management and ties to the Obama White House. This is quickly becoming the kind of issue that, Democrats who are running for election in tough districts and tough states feel like they can't be on the wrong side of.
Well, meanwhile, both the House and Senate have proposed bills for big changes. You know, what is there a sticking point on them? Are they much alike? What's the big overarching thought?
There are a lot of different proposals that are floating out there right now. Some of them on the Senate side, they're talking about increased funding for additional facilities. On the House side, they're going in a bit of a different direction. One of the things they're talking about now are essentially vouchers, where veterans who are waiting for service for more than a set period of time would be able to access that on private exchanges or private health insurance carriers. Yeah. That's problematic because of the politics surrounding that. That's long been a Republican issue to privatize a good portion of VA services.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye on this. And as you said, Rick Klein there in Washington, political director at ABC News, with his ear to the ground, thinks big shoes might ultimately fall. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.